I'm talking to Rachel Flowers, you're Croydon's Director of Public Health. You're publishing your annual report on Thursday, calling for better support and a deeper understanding of the LGBTQ plus community to improve their health outcomes and access to health and care services. What is of note in the annual report?
The main issue is really we don't know enough about our LGBTQ community. So when I started doing needs assessment, I've been Director of Public Health here in Croydon for 8 years, and we do needs assessment around the health of various different groups of people within our communities. I couldn't find enough information locally for our LGBTQ within Croydon, which is really why, and I'm going to go straight to my main points. You know, kind of like there are three takeaway messages I want to raise within my Director of Public Health report. And kind of, we think there's about 10,000 people from the LGBTQ community within Croydon. We think, we don't know. So that means that the rest are allies or can be allies around this. So basically, the take-home message is we should do all we can to support Croydon LGBT community. We need to keep questioning our assumptions. Don't assume anything. Ask, you know, ask what people's pronouns are, ask in terms of their gender identity or sexuality. We need to actively support the visibility of our LGBTQ community, and we need to promote their representation across all areas. So when decisions are being made, we need to make sure that actually from the LGBTQ community, they are there. I would actually say that's probably as true for any other part of England as it is for Croydon.
So can I just cut in? So obviously you almost answered my second question, is why and how have you reached this conclusion regarding the LGBTQ plus community? There's obviously not enough information out there, is there?
No, absolutely not. And as you've read my report, I am part of the LGBT community, I'm a proud mother of two gay sons. And actually, it's really difficult to find that local intelligence, which is why my report, you know, for 2023, and I delayed it until February, this being the LGBT History Month, is about what. Getting people's voices in a video telling us their lived experience. So it's not just about, you know, kind of the data that we haven't got. It's about representation of our LGBTQ plus community in Croydon telling us their experience.
So do you think there's a fear of discrimination? That's why they're not coming forward. They're frightened to come forward because people might hold it against them?
I think it depends on the individual. There are certainly lots of people who can't be their authentic self. So the quick answer is yes, of course there is. Is that actually if you think you're going to be stigmatized because of your sexuality or your gender identity, or have to explain it yet again, for those people in the LGBT community, you're forever coming out. You're forever talking about your sexuality or gender identity. But yes, there are plenty of people out there who don't want to identify. They feel stigmatized. And actually, you know, what we know in relation to the hate crimes that we see, I think there's a reason why people do, because actually they are seeing members of their community being vilified, and being assaulted.
And what are the main challenges they're facing? Is it in jobs? Is it in just general lifestyle? Just going about their everyday life?
Well, I'm a director of public health, so my report is around the health of the population around this. So I've captured some of this, but I think in relation to this, it gives a good capture in terms of the range of experience around this. There's certainly a big issue in terms of fear, hatred, accessibility, but there is also a significant issue in terms of mental health and well-being. You know, we know nationally, and there have been some national reports, but we also know locally that people from the LGBTQ community have disproportionately larger amounts of mental ill health. And sadly, many of them do try and take their own lives as well. So mental health is one aspect. But actually, in relation to this, is that this is part of my report. So it's not just for the health of the population. It's for everybody to start thinking about, you know, is this exclusion of the LGBT community? And of course, it is a large community, and it isn't one group of individuals. You know, we've got kind of like, you know, it's all ages, it's all ethnicities. There's a cultural dynamic, there's a faith dynamic around this, which actually means that some people are more able to be their authentic self than others as well. And I think that that is why, in terms of my three take home, is about, you know, we need to keep on questioning our assumptions. We can't assume that actually everybody is straight, heterosexual. We should consider asking people their pronouns as well. Is that, you know, how do people feel comfortable in terms of their gender identity? And we need to actively support visibility, and to get the answers to the questions you asked me, is make sure that we have representation of the LGBT community across all the areas, so that they can actually allow us to challenge our assumptions about what's required.
Thank you. And can we? What can you say we can take from the report going forward, just to summarise, really?
So a big take home is that actually how LGBTQ friendly Croydon is. We've got lots of safe spaces. We've actively had Croydon Pride since 2016. And if you look at the video, there's lots of positive lived experience around this. I think in terms of the negative side as well is, quite frankly, we as a society in Croydon, but actually not just Croydon, London, England, could do better in terms of inclusion and actually asking our LGBTQ community around what their needs are and how they are being excluded.
Thank you. So do you have a sort of summary of the message that you can give to this community going forward?
My summary of the message is not for the community. My summary of the message is for all of the communities, is in relation to this. This is the LGBT community is one portion of protected characteristics that all local authority and health and business need to take account of. Like I said, my three messages is that we need to keep on questioning our assumptions, actively support the LGBT visibility, and actively promote their representation across all areas. And I think that actually, as we know, a significant amount of people within Croydon are heterosexual and present in the gender that they were born in, they can be our allies. It's something that people can do straight away, which is why my report is called From Question Marks to Understanding.
Thank you. It's all about tolerance, isn't it? It's all about engaging with everybody to the same extent, don't you think?
Always. I think we need to be kind. I think we need to be compassionate in relation to this. There are many people in this society, not just in Croydon, but across London, who can't be their authentic selves. And that is sad. But actually, in relation to this, you know, like, try and make it a safer, more understanding society within Croydon and within London. That would be lovely.
Thank you. That's about it. Now, if there's anything else you want to add, please do so.
There are a lot of recommendations. I'm a director of public health, so we quite like recommendations around this as well. So in terms of the summary, I started with wanting to do a needs assessment to understand the LGBTQ community. I am going to do that now on the back of this. I think that my other recommendation is statutory agencies should be working with our LGBT community when developing programs to reduce isolation. I believe there should be mandatory LGBTQ sensitivity training for NHS health staff, primary care, and local authority frontline staff in relation to this, to be the best allies they can, and policies in all organisations that affirm LGBTQ identity and create safe, inclusive environments, both for employees and service users as well. And I think the message for those people who aren't part of the LGBTQ community Everyone can become an ally by getting involved in community activities to understand how much more there is to achieve in relation to this. So those are the larger recommendations around this. My report's going to be available tomorrow on the council website, and the video is going to be available on the council's YouTube channel as well. So I think that's probably the main things. Was that helpful to cover everything you wanted to ask?
Yeah, that's very helpful. So thank you so much for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me.